Earlier today, I was at the Supreme Court for the oral argument in Arizona versus United States. This is the case stemming out of Arizona's controversial anti-immigration law, SB 1070. Now, this law has been in the news mostly due to fears of racial profiling that would follow from the law, because one of the provisions in the law allows the police, in fact, instructs the police if they have what's called a reasonable suspicion to suspect that anyone who they encounter in a stop, arrest, or detainment situation may be in the country illegally to then determine that person's immigration status. And so the concern is this will lead to racial profiling. So it's been in the news for these controversial reasons. But in fact, what was at issue today was not the racial profiling question, not a civil rights question, but a question known as a preemption. Is Arizona just simply following federal law and enforcing it, or is Arizona intruding upon an area of responsibility that solely belongs to the federal government, or is at the discretion of the federal government? In certain ways, it was kind of a replay of the big healthcare arguments. And one of the main reasons for that is you have the two protagonists from that case squaring off again. So once again, you have representing the federal government, Solicitor General Donald Verrilli. And this time representing Arizona is Paul Clement, the former Solicitor General, and he was representing the multi-state challenge to the healthcare law. So you have these two very powerful attorneys in the courtroom once again. Another interesting repeat from the healthcare arguments a few weeks ago is that the Solicitor General, he had some moments where he stumbled a bit before the justices. He got tangled up in some of his answers. And at one point, and this I thought actually was quite interesting, Justice Sotomayor interrupted and said, "Listen, I'm terribly confused by what you're saying." And you know, that was kind of an interesting rebuke. And then later in the argument, she did something similar where she said to him, you know, Solicitor General, "Listen, my colleagues are not buying what you're selling. Why don't you try a different argument?" And that's a kind of an unusual rebuke. And she's clearly on his side. And so one way to read that is that, you know, she thinks his arguments are stronger. She'd like the federal government to prevail. And she's not entirely happy with the advocacy that's happening by the Solicitor General. So that was a pretty noteworthy instance. Arizona's biggest supporter in court today was Justice Scalia by far. He kind of openly mocked the Solicitor General at a few points. The Solicitor General raised the issue of foreign relations. If Arizona is just locking up everyone suspected of being illegally in the state or in the country, and the federal government has decided they don't necessarily want to do that, foreign nations who we have various relationships with could be upset about this. Scalia openly mocks this idea, says, you know, are you saying that the federal government's immigration policy should be based on what makes Mexico happy? You know, it's got some laughter in the courtroom. This also got some uncomfortable kind of shifting around. I mean, Scalia was quite hostile, I think, to what the federal government was saying. Arizona, I think, in the future, is very likely to face civil rights, civil liberties challenges to this law. I think this law will, in fact, lead to credible allegations of racial profiling, of harassment, and other police abuses. And those challenges, I think, would stand a very good chance of success in the courts. The federal government's argument is on shakier grounds, I think. And that's because primarily that the government may be asserting too much power in this instance. So it's not that the Arizona law is somehow great, but it's the federal government is saying that we have the power to stomp out all of these state experiments in immigration law enforcement. And that I think what the Supreme Court's going to say is that as long as there's not a direct conflict, which the federal government did not do a very good job of pointing to today, the Arizona law gets to stand under the preemption doctrine.